when we first begun.
East Mississippi, West Alabama's News Talk, 1010 MOX. And welcome back to the morning show, 26 after 8. Bill Smith in with you, along with
Dumpster Dog and
Paul Tarver.
What a great song and what a great rendition.
Man, I tell you what, I'm telling you, there's a reason why I listen to music. Mm-hmm. And it encompasses all of this stuff. Everything from, it's in me. I mean, it's part of me. It's been part of me since I was born, I guess. I've been listening to, and gospel music got some of the best music around. I mean, I don't care what you, just from a musical standpoint, mm-hmm. but also from the voices and the, you know, boy, make your hair stand up on the back of your head.
It will.
And it's endless. I mean, there are so many good gospel songs.
And, you know, you can take the same gospel song and do it by five different artists, and it'll be different and good every time. I mean, some songs are just that way.
Good example of that is, first of all, you've got Amazing Grace that we just heard, but also last hour we heard I'll Fly Away. Mm-hmm. And that's done mm-hmm. by so many different people in so many different ways, and it's good every time they do it.
That's right.
All right, good morning. You're on the morning show with Paul Tarver. Welcome.
Hey, Bill, I just wanted to thank you for having this beautiful music on this morning.
Well, we thank you. And Paul Tarver, he was nice enough to bring it out today.
Well, it's wonderful. Thanks so much.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Absolutely. 27 minutes after.
Well, I'm glad folks are enjoying it. I mean, you know, you never know when you do something like this whether folks will like it or not. But I thought, you know, what a combination. We've been listening to folks talk about what other folks do in their church and mm-hmm. how they do their stuff. And I don't necessarily agree with all that stuff, but I'm going to tell you something. There's some parts of this that's constant.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some things that you can say that's constant that everybody agree with, and Amazing Grace is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these are classics. Do you like contemporary Christian music?
Contemporary Christian music's got its place. I really do. I like some of the stuff. I Can Only Imagine is one of the – it will go down – it will be a traditional gospel song one day.
Mm-hmm.
I Can Only Imagine is one of those. And you can tell when it's one of those when you can't cut it – when you got to sit in your driveway and listen all the way to the end.
Mm-hmm.
You know you got something there. You know you got something when you don't want to cut the car off,
right.
When you'll burn that $3 a gallon gas because you want to hear the rest of the song.
Yeah.
That's when you know you got one. I Can right. only imagine is one of those songs.
Paul Tarver in with us. We're in the morning show. It's, the Easter special, gospel music special. Do we focus as Christians on our differences, whether we're Catholics, Episcopalians, Church of God, Methodist, Baptist?
I will
do we
say,
tend to do that instead of what unifies us?
You know what my personal opinion is?
What?
My personal opinion is we have no idea how strong the Christian community could be if we focused on what brought us together as opposed to what brought us apart.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's powerful. When folks sit down, you know, where two or three are gathered, You know, so to me, that can mean people or denominations or whatever. I'm so excited about, as a matter of fact, you know, Ken Liberiere is a good friend of mine, and he was telling me that he's in part of this church group is doing this cantata Friday night. You mentioned it in the first hour.
Yeah, Poplar Springs Drive.
What is that, three different churches?
Yeah, there's Poplar Springs Drive Baptist and Poplar Springs Drive Methodist, and there's Trinity Presbyterian, I think, involved.
Are doing a combined cantata. Music people are bringing them together to do this thing, and it's going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. I just think it's going to be phenomenal.
And not to mention, I think they have a Southern's part of their orchestra.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep.
All right, let's
go Eagles.
Good morning. You're on the morning show with Paul Tarver. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Paul, I'm enjoying your music, too.
Well, thank you.
I got to tell you, one of talking about a child in church, I got to tell you a good one.
Okay.
And it's on myself. So, but years, many, many, many years ago, my one aunt took me to an old country church in southern Ohio, and they were all getting up to sing, and I was so proud because I was going to get to stand up and sing with them. But the only song I knew was Davy Crockett, and I sang that just as loud as I could.
King of the Wild Frontier.
She never took me back.
She never took you back?
Not to that church, she didn't.
I wore that record at Davy Crockett. Carker record had a 45. I wore that thing out.
Really?
Oh, well, yep. They were singing church music, and I was letting it well with Davy Crockett.
Mm. Well, you know what? Again, the question you have to ask yourself is, you know, not what you were singing, but why you were singing.
That's right.
And I personally,
making a joyful noise.
I personally believe the greatest gift God gave mankind of all was music.
Oh, yes.
And I think there's a reason for it. And I just know that it affects the worship service in so many different ways. I just think it's integral to our being. I think when we hear music and good music, we know it instantly.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter whether it's a banjo or a violin or a fiddle, as Dumpster says.
That's true.
And at least for me personally, it's one of the greatest gifts I've ever gotten was the enjoyment of that.
And sitting here listening to this gospel music this morning is kind of rejuvenating my heart and just making me have some, I guess, reminisce back on some childhood issues and things of doing, you know, going to church, taking my kids to church, and, you know, you put together a good block of music, and
well,
I'm really sitting here listening to all three of them.
Well, we ain't even hit the best stuff yet. The best is yet to come, so keep listening.
I'll be sitting here listening.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks, Miss Jan. We appreciate it. Good morning. You're on the morning show with Paul Tarver. Welcome.
What do you happen to have Governor Jimmy Davis supper time?
I
asked him if he had it by Jimmy Davis.
Let me tell you what, I don't have Jimmy Davis doing supper time, but I do have the Blackwood Brothers doing supper time from the early 50s, and this is recorded off of a record, and it sounds like it. And if you're willing to tolerate it, I'll get Bill to play it.
Well, shoot it up.
Bill, won't you fire up number 16?
Consider it done. Here
we go. Hey, man, I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Some of the fondest memories of my childhood are woven around supper time. When my mother used to call from the back steps of the old home place, "Come on home, son, it's supper time." Ah, but I'd love to hear that once more. But for me, time has woven the realization of a truth that is even more thrilling. And that's when the call comes from the portals of glory to come home, for it's supper time, when all of God's children shall gather around the table with the Lord himself, the greatest supper time of them all.
Come home.
And not to mention, I love the scratching on the vinyl.
Adds to it.
Isn't that cool? I really think that there ought to be more scratching on records because it really adds some flavor to the music.
Don't you think, you know, especially for people who've gotten away from, you know, who were raised in the church, who've left the church, and I guess they say they've strayed. A lot of us have strayed. But music will always bring you back home, so to speak.
I can't tell you the number of songs I got on this thing while I was putting this disc together to bring in that I can start a few notes of it, and I'm right back in the pew seven years old.
It strikes a chord.
Well, I give you a good example of one of these. And Dumpster and I were talking about this in the break, and I'm going to play this song next. When I was growing up, and I've told this a couple times before, my mother played piano for the church, and the girl that played the organ, my mother's name was Alice, and the girl that played the organ was named Barbara, and then Barbara had a sister named Patsy, and they formed a trio, and they sang. So most of the time, mother would play the piano, Barbara would play the organ, and then after the choir got done, they would all come together and sing as the trio, okay? Which, by the way, and maybe there's some folks out there that know this guy. Church I grew up in was pastored by a fellow by the name of Roger Leggett, who was from Meridian, as a matter of fact. And he I guess preached is a good word.
Mm.
He was pastor here for a long time. And but anyway, so the trio would get together. So on Saturdays, they would practice. And so I would go with my mother and sit in the church while they practiced on Saturday, whatever song they was going to sing on Sunday or whatever. So, I mean, I'm listening to music all my life. I mean, that's how I grew up, listening to stuff like this. But they did a song one time that, you remember me talking about them songs that make hair go up on the back of your neck?
Mm-hmm.
This song was one of them. And I cannot fail to listen to this song and not be right back at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember laying in the pews on Saturday afternoon while the choir practiced, looking up at the ceiling, and just listening to the music, not watching them or anything, but just sitting there and listening to the music. And I used to beg for them to sing this song, okay, just because I just loved it. It was probably one of my favorite of all time songs. I have a copy here that we're going to play. I believe this is by the Happy Goodman family. And if you'll play 15, this is without a doubt in my mind one of my favorite. You know, everybody has their favorites like Supper Time and all those. Mm-hmm. This is, for me personally, one of my favorite songs, and it says a lot. So, number 15, please, sir.
There's a lighthouse on the hillside that overlooks life's sea. When I'm tossed, it sends out a light that I might see. And the light that shines in darkness now will safely
If it wasn't for that old lighthouse, my ship would sail no more. Everybody that lives around us says, why don't you tear that lighthouse down? You know the big ships, they don't sail this way anymore. Ain't no use of it standing round. But then my mind goes back to that stormy night when just in time I saw the light, oh the light from that old lighthouse that stands up there on the hill.
And I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to him. Jesus is the lighthouse, and from the rocks of sin
awesome.
That's great.
That's an awesome song.
Beautiful song.
Awesome song.
And that's your favorite?
That's okay. Who, y'all carry on amongst yourselves.
Who is the female vocal?
I cannot remember her name for the sake.
There's
myself.
A lady in my church that sounds just like her.
Her is she really? Has mm-hmm. she was like Ethel Merman in the gospel community. Mm-hmm. And she was a Goodman, and I cannot remember. Okay. I can't remember her first name. Mm-hmm. But she was basically in the 70s, was basically the Ethel Merman of gospel, okay. Southern gospel in particular.
You know what's great about a lot of these songs? Some of them are just a direct, literal, straight to the point.
Hey.
And then the obvious strong use of some powerful metaphors.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
You know? All right, good morning. You're on the morning show with Paul Tarver. Welcome.
Bill.
Yes, ma'am.
What a beautiful program you're having this morning.
Well, thank you. You can thank Paul Tarver. He's responsible.
Well, I wished it could be once a week.
We appreciate that very much. It's
anybody that has lost their way.
Right.
If they can't sit down and listen to this and come back to Jesus Christ, then there's no hope for them.
Right.
And thank you, thank you, thank you.
Mighty
thank
nice you, ma'am. Of you, ma'am.
We appreciate you calling. Thanks a lot. And that's what I mean about... no matter where you are, you could be, you know, where you are, I guess, in your faith, you could be away. It's something about this music, something about music that pulls you back.
Right.
You know, reaches back to your childhood, in the days of the church, and bring you right back. But anyway, good morning. You're on the morning show. Welcome.
Good morning. That lady is the grand lady of gospel. Her name is Vestal Goodman.
Vestal. That's why you nailed it. I just couldn't remember for the life of me. You know, you get in here and you get so many things going on. And I looked it up, but Vestal is a hard name to remember. But she was – am I wrong in saying she was the Ethel Merman of Southern gospel?
Not at all.
I mean, she had some pipes on her, didn't she?
She could be the Loretta Lynn of Southern gospel. There's so many great – ladies that can sing so well that you could just tie her in with any of them.
And she's extremely recognizable too in terms of voice. I mean, when she opened her mouth, you knew it was her.
Absolutely. One of the best that ever lived.
Very good. Thank you.
Hey, thank you for that. We appreciate it. All right. Good morning. You're on the morning show with Paul Tarver. Welcome.
Hey, Paul, Bill, Dempster. How y'all
doing?
Hey,
good morning to you.
Good. How are you?
You're talking about people that stray and troubled and things like that. You know, in the book of 1 Samuel, when Saul was troubled, he'd always call for David to come with a harp.
Right.
And when he'd have a troubled spirit, and David would come play for him, and he would be comforted there.
Well, you know, J.D. Sumner of the Stamps Quartet used to say, used to tell the story that, you know, Elvis had a lot of pressures and there were a lot of things going wrong in his life and everything else. But a lot of times before they would do a show, he would ask the Stamps Quartet to come in and they would do a cappella gospel for Elvis to calm his soul.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, wouldn't you like to be a fly on the wall for one of those sessions? But he did that. He actually used them, and they ministered to him on the road and kept him, you know, I guess as time went on, it got more difficult. But that was one of the things he relied on heavily to calm himself before a show.
You know, and what's that saying right there? The comfort in the message of the song about Christ. If just the message about Christ is comforting, what would Christ be to those if they would trust him? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Right.
And I like the Blackwood Brothers. My favorite rendition of Supper Time is by George Johnson, the Cathedrals. I know the Blackwoods, you had them do that a while ago, but you look back at music and even in this area, and one of my favorites of old was old Jim Hamill that used to sing with the Kingsman Quartet and everything.
Right.
You see a lot of these folks passing on. And,
speaking of the Kingsman, you don't want to hear one of theirs, do you?
You played the Kingsman. Which one you got?
I've got, how about When Mama Prayed?
That's a good one right there.
That's number 18, Bill.
All right, we listening.
All right, thank you for calling.
Thanks for the call.
I'm just tickled to death everybody's enjoying this because you never know sometimes if you're going to go too far.
Is there anything else that could unify Christians more than music?
Well, you know, I don't know of anything.
You know, it doesn't get into doctrine, doesn't get into ceremonies.
And let's be honest, sometimes some very petty differences.
Right.
I think you're right.
You want to hear it? Here we go.
Yeah.
When Mama prayed.
Yester years of childhood, Mama taught me that having fun was Sunday morning meeting time. Every time that those church bells rung, and after the family devotions at night, why she'd lead me up those stairs, and that's where I first heard the echo of my dear old sweet old mama's prayer.
And when mama prayed, heaven paid attention. All the angels spread their wings and stood. Missiles, tanks and ships and guns. When men believe there's just one way that a war is ever won. Well, I've had that secret weapon that all the bombs cannot compare. For I've won.
Take
that's what my grandpa used to listen to all the time.
Boy, what a line. When my mama prayed, heaven paid attention.
That's right. Man.
How many folks is it that ain't? How many folks is it out there that's where they are today because mama prayed?
Boy,
mama prayed a lot.
Mamas do pray a lot.
Wait a minute, are we doing Easter or Mother's Day?
That's right, it's coming. Good morning. You're on the morning show. Welcome.
Let me tell you what, if that doesn't make the hair on your arm stand up, nothing will.
Absolutely.
You got it.
I'm glad to know that at least one person out there did felt the same way I did when I heard that.
Listen, can I call in a birthday?
Sure. Yes, sir.
For my daughter.
Okay.
Her name is Tate Dye.
Tate Dye.
She's 11.
11 today.
Big 11. Happy birthday,
That's
Tate.
That's a big number.
Tell her we said happy birthday.
I'll tell her. Thanks for the music, guys. Enjoying it.
Thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Tate, have a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Tate. Right.
That's a 11. That's a big number.
That's a good age, 11.
Yeah, they say those are the golden years between, 9 and 12?
I believe that.
I believe that,
That's ideal.
Good morning. You're on the morning show with Paul Tarver. Welcome.
Yes, I have a birthday.
Okay. He's having a birthday.
Caleb Hancock.
Caleb Hancock is how many?
He's 12 years old today.
12.
A 12-year-old.
He's in the golden years, too.
That's right. He's about to hit those teen years pretty soon.
He is.
Tell Caleb we said happy birthday.
We sure will. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. All right, good morning. You're on the morning show with Paul Tarver. Welcome.
Good morning, guys.
Bradley.
Hello, Bradley.
What's how y'all doing?
Bradley. Good.
Paul, Bradley. Bradley, Paul.
Bradley, how you doing?
Pretty well. I enjoyed them pancakes, Paul.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Well, I tell you what.
Did you hurt yourself?
On about four of them, I think I did.
Well,
you tried to anyway, didn't you, Brad?
You a lightweight if you only did four.
Four
well,
boxes.
That's all they put on there.
That's an appetizer.
You can go back.
Well, see.
Did you go to go?
Well, yeah, we went to go.
See, then you couldn't get all you eat. You need to come down there and sit down and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Next year,
you know what to do.
Well, Paul, it was a long ride, and Mama went down there and got to him, and Mama said that she wanted to sit down there and eat, but that line was just entirely.
Well, next year, you and Mama go down there and sit down.
Well, Bradley, you don't need more than four pancakes.
Bradley, you need about 12.
Now, Bill, I can eat now.
You don't know. Okay, you haven't reached bliss until
gets warmed up with four.
Oh, yeah.
See the size of those pancakes?
Need about eight more. Yeah. But on the Southern Gospel front, I heard y'all talking about the Happy Goodman family with Vestal and all of them together. My favorite song that Vestal Goodman always sang by herself. I don't know if the Happy Goodman family sang with her on it, but my favorite song is always God Walks the Dark Hills.
Yep. That's a great song.
Love that song.
I unfortunately did not have enough room to include that, but that was a great song. That was a well-known song. You remember there were groups back then, though, in those days. There was the Dixie Echoes.
Yep.
You remember the Dixie Echoes?
I remember them very well, Coach.
You had, of course, the Blackwood Brothers have been around forever.
Yes, Blackwood Brothers have been around.
Goodman family, the Rambos. Do you remember the Rambos? Dottie Rambo and her, I guess her father sang with her, didn't he?
Father sang with her for a while.
Yeah. There was Dottie Rambo. There was, Stamps Quartet, the Florida Boys,
mm-hmm.
Gaither, Bill Gaither vocal band.
Gaither vocal band, and then you had, of course, the Kingsmen had been around for
Kingsmen.
A while.
And, you know, there was another group called the King's Kids
that
went around. I don't know if they were – I can't remember if they were tied together or whatever, but there was the King's Kids went around for a long time. There was a bunch. I remember that the Southern Gospel groups, they were so plentiful that you liable to get a phone call and they were going to have a sing down at one of the churches. Mm-hmm. And they would put the word out and all the neighboring churches would go hang out at the church and go to the sing on Friday mm-hmm. night or Saturday night. You remember that? You remember the days when they didn't do them in the show palace or nothing? Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking about like Crystal Springs, Mississippi. You get the word that the Dixie Echo is going to be in Crystal Springs,
uh-huh.
And you loaded up and headed that way.
You got front row tickets if you went.
That's right.
Hey, and Bradley, we got to go. I'm sorry, Brad. I mean,
it's break time.
I try to control time best I can, but call us back, okay?
I'll do it.
Good to hear from
Thanks,
you, buddy.
Brad.
All right, Brad with us. We had a lot of calls coming in. We'll get to you. We do have to take a break. Paul Tarver's in with us. He'll be in with us next hour, so stay tuned. You're listening to The Morning Show right here on MOX.